freaking gosh. I every time I pull out this dang microphone, I feel, I start singing, I start getting on this mic like, hey, what's up, y'all? What's good? What's good? What's good? What's good? I cannot take myself too dang seriously because, anyways, my dishwasher, you hear that? Yeah. I cannot have a perfectly silent podcast for the life of me. It's like one episode, Gray's barking out, like out on the patio uncontrollably. Then another episode, I got kids screaming and playing outside. This episode, my dishwasher's just going berserk. At this point, it is what it is. We get it done. We do what we gotta do. And today, I love how my intros literally never make any sense at all. It's just like shooting the shit at this point. Anyways, today we are going to be talking about why friendship breakups are necessary and just as serious as ending a romantic relationship. Okay, this is an intense episode, I'm not going to lie. This is an intense episode. But I wanted to talk about this because last year I had to break up with a best friend. So this episode definitely kind of hits, well, it does hit close to home because I have had a couple of friendship breakups over the years just because, you know, it's necessary. And here's the thing, friendship breakups are painful, if not just as painful as like breaking up with a partner. So even after you've realized it's time to cut ties, you might stick around and avoid pulling the trigger because it's just a friend, or like you can avoid that friend, or, you know, just not hang out with them. But then they just, you know, keep coming up in your DMs or keep texting you to hang out, whatever. And you're just like awkwardly avoiding it, and you're wasting their time and your time. So friendship breakups are necessary. Just get it over with. Just don't, you know, just chop off, cut the umbilical cord, baby. It's time to get things moving on with your life. Don't hold on to a breakup don't hold on to a friend. It's just, that's just not working for you and your lifestyle and what kind of people you want in your life anymore. So for me personally, there are a few reasons to break up with a friend. One, there might be a disconnect that one or both of you feel, and somebody's got to pull the trigger. And I'd rather be the one to pull the trigger than them pull the trigger. You know what I mean? Whatever. So there might be that disconnect. And also, people just grow apart and their lives just don't mesh anymore. So that might also be a reason. Like, if you and somebody just naturally grow apart and you just stop talking to each other, like, there's no reason to be like, hey, I'm breaking up with you. But if that person is still like trying to hang out, trying to talk to you, and you're just like, bro, I'm sorry, I just don't have time for you anymore, then that's when you just need to tell them straight up how, like, what's going on. But if you both just grow apart, like, no big deal. You just never talk to them. It's not a big deal. And also a friend's habits. If you have a friend that has substance abuse or weird romantic choices, or is with a partner that you just don't agree with, or, you know, there's a lot of things that there's a lot of habits that somebody could have that just are unsettling or you just don't align with. And honestly, you can say your piece. You can say what you need to say about trying to help them or get them through a time in their life that you don't agree with. But at some point, if they're not going to listen to you and they don't want to get help, or they want to stay with somebody that's bad for them or all that good stuff, don't let them drag you down too. At the end of the day, you have to put you first. Your best interest is in your hands only. So sometimes you just gotta cut off a friend that has some bad habits or puts themselves around bad people, all that stuff. You don't want to be associated with that because you don't want somebody else to pull you into their own bad habits. You know what I mean? Another reason to break up with a friend is if you can't be your best self with them because they constantly put you down or gossip about you or betray you. These are signs of a toxic relationship. And let me tell you, in 2021, we do not have time for toxic relationships. If somebody is gossiping about you or is just a straight up bitch for no reason sometimes, girl, get yourself out of there. That toxic relationship needs to be cut ASAP. So at the end of the day, whatever pushes you to cut things off, even if you can't quite put your finger on what it is exactly, if you simply don't feel good about yourself or your friendship when you're together, that's reason enough to go your separate ways. You got to get out of there. You got to skedaddle. It's over. It's moving on time, baby. I made myself a little matcha latte, and out in my little herb garden on my balcony, I'm growing some fresh mint. So I put some mint leaves in there. It's just divine. All right. So going back to the title of this episode and why I say that friendship breakups are just as serious as ending a romantic relationship, here is why. Think about it. You have to break up with a partner in order to move on to someone new, all right? Romantic relationship wise. But there's nothing stopping you from avoiding a friendship breakup indefinitely and just putting off the confrontation and hanging out with some other buds instead. You know, there's nothing that's making you have to confront that, break up with that friend. So you could just continue to have this toxic relationship in your life and not do anything about it because, you know, there's nothing stopping you. When you have a boyfriend, a girlfriend, a partner, whatever, in order to move on to somebody new, you have to break up with them. So that can be a tricky situation. Also, friendship breakups can be just as uncomfortable and sad as romantic ones. Like, let me tell you, it's difficult to break up with a friend that you love and care about. But at the end of the day, if they're bad for you or, you know, not treating you well or all the other reasons above, even if you can't quite put your finger on what it is, if you just get those negative bad vibes and you don't want that in your life anymore, it's time to cut it. And yes, it can be really hard and sad, and it takes time to get over breakups with a friend, just the same as it would take time to get over breaking up with a significant other. Also, okay, this is what happened to me when I had to break up with a friend last year. It happened during COVID, but basically breakup conversations with a friend might, and in my case, usually escalate into arguments. Your friend might get defensive or try and convince you to stick around, but if you don't feel like they're a good match anymore, you and that person are not a good match anymore, you need to let them go the same way you would a significant other. So you have to be clear. Ending a friendship, the conversation, you have to be as clear and as gentle as possible and make sure they can walk away from the conversation with a definite understanding of why you broke things off. You could say something like, "You probably noticed I haven't had as much time to spend together lately. And to be honest, my dang washing machine, goodness, I'm over it." Anyways, you could say, "To be honest, I feel like my life is moving in a different direction, and I wanted to be honest with you and just tell you that I won't be hanging out as much, and I'm glad that we've had this friendship, but I just don't think we're a good fit anymore." And they're gonna, if they really like you, they might try to push back. They might try to argue, being like, hey, what, why, like going back and forth with you. You don't want to get stuck in this back and forth nonsense. Goodness gracious, I can't even do this podcast. Great. Okay. So they might try to push back. And they might try to be like, you know, why are you doing this? Don't do this. And if you're not willing to devote any more time to this friendship and you're certain that you want to break up, don't budge. Do not budge. You got to say, like, look, there isn't anything more for us to do here. Say here. You got to keep it straight to the point. You don't want to be going back and forth. You got to say, there isn't anything more for me to say. I just wanted to let you know that I'm not looking for things to be different. I'm just telling you I'm in a different place. Period. And hopefully they get the message. Hopefully they don't try to fight you or get in an argument or anything. It's just like, hey, listen, I don't want to be friends anymore. Period. Well, you know, you don't got to say it like that. Okay, so now let's flip it. Let's flip it to the other way around. What do you do? What happens if a friend breaks up with you? Okay, what if somebody breaks up with you? Yes, this is when it's sad. This is the hard part. This is when you're like, geez, what did I do wrong? One of the best things you can do is take some time for self-reflection. Try and pinpoint patterns in your other friendships or former friendships. And listen, you got to be honest with yourself. You got to be honest with yourself. You might be a bitch. You know? You know? I'm sure some people have thought, geez, Jordan is a bitch. And sometimes you just got to be like, okay, yes, I am a bitch. And I can work on that. And I'm going to sit down and I'm going to work on myself. Do a little self-reflection. Figure out, am I not picking people that I'm compatible with? Or, you know, maybe you're all into a friendship for a while and then, you know, they duck out when things get boring. So, you know, it might not even be you. Some people might be all into a friendship for a while and then be like, peace out when things get boring or something happens in your life where you need somebody to support you or something tragic happens to you and that other person's just like, peace out. No, I don't have time for this. I don't want to deal with your shit. I get that too, but also it's kind of like, geez, you know, you could be friends with me during the ups, but not the downs. All right. I get it. And that's the kind of person you don't even want to be friends with anyways. So it could also be that you're doing something within the relationship that's causing conflict. This is back to the self-reflection. If a friend breaks up with you, just the same as in a relationship, if somebody breaks up with you in general, that's time to go to self-reflection. Be like, all right, is it all them or is some of it me? You know, it's you. Yes, there might be things about them. There's always things about somebody else. But you got to sit there and be like, what about me? What did I do wrong? Did I cause conflict? Did I joke in a disrespectful way or in a way that made them feel uncomfortable or hurt or whatever? But at the end of the day, just because a friendship ended doesn't mean you have to pretend it never existed or just like wipe it from your life like it never happened, because you can still find it very valuable. I feel like every single person that comes into my life is there and came into my life for a reason. And there goes my freaking, goodness gracious. I'm trying to talk about something serious. Screaming at my freaking, what is that called, fridge. Anyways, I want to wrap this up. And to be honest, I like doing these short episodes because I could barely listen to myself for 5 minutes. I can't believe anybody would listen to me for more than 6. So I'm trying to do some little short and sweet, straight to the point episodes. Let me know if you guys like this on my latest Instagram. Basically, I went through a friendship breakup. It was hard. It was extremely uncomfortable. You know, the other person was a little bit, you know, toxic. Or a lot toxic. They made me not feel good about myself. And, you know, at one point I'm just like, all right, this friendship is not doing anything for me anymore. You know, it's constant negativity. It's constant arguing. It's like, sometimes y'all bitches be crazy. And I don't need any more crazy in my life. You know, I don't need crazy bitches in my life. So that's when you just got to sit down and be like, okay, I can't do this anymore. And what ended up happening was this person, like, literally called me a million times, just trying to reach me, trying to call me, text me, DM me on Instagram, DM me on Twitter. I'm like, girl, that's why you got to be straight to the point, you know? Yes, it hurts. Any kind of friendship breakup hurts. But if you're getting broken up with, you can't like fight for it like that. Like, if the other person doesn't want the friendship, don't try to make things work that aren't working for them. And then, you know, if you're the one doing the breaking up, don't drag things out. Make it short, make it sweet, make it simple. Go your separate ways. Don't drag it out. But what ended up happening is, like, this person, like, blocked me on all social medias, and I was, like, fine with that because, you know, I was doing the breaking up here. And what ended up happening was this girl was, like, stalking me on all my platforms, and, like, she would message my boyfriend being, like, knowing all this information about my life that had happened, like, after I broke up with her, and she would be messaging my boyfriend, like, knowing all these things about what's going on. And I'm like, wait a second, you're the one that blocked me. What's going on? Like, I forgot about you. And then, you know, she a couple months later came out of the blue again and, like, attacked me. She, like, straight up attacked me. I was like, girl, I forgot. It's like, girl, no. So there are some people that will literally take a friendship breakup very, very personal. And I'm just here to tell you, if somebody breaks up with you, don't take it too personal, you know? Do your reflecting and then move on. Don't think about it a whole year later and attack your old friend a whole year later. Like, that's weird. That's weird. Come on. You know, come on. It's been a year. You know, I moved on. I thought you moved on. Don't come in my messages attacking people. You know, and that's the thing. I mean, goodness gracious. It's like, my dad was like, you should get a restraining order. This girl's actually nuts. I was like, No, I'll be fine. But here's the thing. Also, when you break up, even with a friend, you got to make sure you're safe here, okay? Because in my situation, this girl, my family was like, all right, she's kind of scary. And I was like, no, she's all talk, no bite, you know. But with every breakup, even a friendship breakup, you got to make sure you're protected, y'all. Protected from a toxic friend, protected from just a negative friend, or just somebody that doesn't fit with where you're trying to go in life anymore. Protect yourself and break up with friends if it is needed. Don't continue to put yourself around people that do not align with where you're going in life and what you're trying to do with life. And that is my 2 cents, y'all. Thank you very much for coming to my podcast. Anyways, yeah, thank you guys so much for listening to me ramble. But I hope you enjoyed it. Let me know on my latest Instagram. I still have all these pop sockets that I need to send out to people. So if you listen to this episode, comment on my latest Instagram saying that you listened, and I will send you a pop socket, a Joby pop socket. They're actually really cute. They're like Louis Vuitton print inspired, but with the little Joby neon logo on it. They're so cute. All right, guys, thank you so much for listening, and I will catch you in the next one. Bye.